Shall we read, please, from the Gospel according to Matthew and chapter 28? The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, please. Reading from verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power, all authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world or the age. Amen. Turn now, please, to the Gospel according to Luke and chapter 16. Reading from verse 1, please. And Jesus said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. And we know the Lord will bless his word to us. We are indebted to Luke for recording for us at least 35 parables spoken by the Lord Jesus. Perhaps we are more conversant with the parable in Luke chapter 10 of the Good Samaritan, quoted so recently by Her Majesty the Queen in her Christmas message so wonderfully, so beautifully. Perhaps we're more conversant with the chapter 15 triple parables spoken to the Pharisees and the scribes. But I've read two verses with you from the parable generally called that of the unjust steward. Recently reading this parable, the Lord spoke to me, and I just want to simply pass on to you something of what the Lord said to me from this parable. You notice that the Lord Jesus, in his teachings, had often three thoughts before him. And in the parables, no doubt he intended to draw attention to the dispensational facts of history. And of course, he had the deeper teaching of doctrine, the doctrine of truth. But oh, there is a deeper aspect to which the Lord Jesus referred and dealt. That was the personal, devotional side of his teaching. And we are here in this conference this evening to once again listen to the Word of God. It is not that we might build up our historical facts. Of course, doctrinally, as we have been hearing, it is essential to get that foundational teaching. But oh, to myself personally, the devotional touch of the Word of God by the Holy Spirit sends me away from a conference, from a meeting, challenged and blessed. You will have noticed that the Lord Jesus here was speaking to his disciples. And there were at least four things that he wanted to teach them from this parable. You have noticed that I emphasized these four. He referred to the rich man in the structure of his parable. Then he refers to the steward, and then to the goods, and fourthly, the account. We want to take these four as the structure of the parable. And exactly what do you think the Lord Jesus had to say to his disciples from these? From the foundation of the rich man? Did the Lord Jesus have the thought of the riches and wealth of authority? From the thought of the steward, I wonder, did the Lord Jesus have the thought of responsibility in service? I wonder, from the mention of the goods, did the Lord Jesus bring to the disciples the opportunity of dispersing that which had been committed to them? And in the account, I wonder, did he have the great thought of accountability in the summing up of their service? No doubt he had. Thinking dispensationally, perhaps, we could think of the Genesis record, of the authority of the one who is the great creator, and all the mighty manifestation of the authority of God in creation. And there, into that garden which he had made, he placed Adam to be his steward, to look after that little bit of that earthly kingdom. The goods had been placed in the hands of Adam. All the opportunity to use that garden and to see it develop. There was a summing up. The accountability which Adam had to give. Oh, you can see the thought. To Israel, what a picture we have of the revelation of the authority of the one who redeemed them from Egypt to bring them out through the wilderness into the land of promise. They were the called stewards as a nation. To them the goods had been committed in trust, the commandments, the holy oracles. But alas, like Adam, in thought and application, they wasted the goods. There was a day of reckoning. The accountability came. And you see the application. But when we come to the church age, when we come to ourselves, and this is the point of the parable, 45 years ago, as a teenager, a rebel Christian, saved for 7 years, but rebelling against the truths of God's word, to be baptized and to gather to the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebelled. But 45 years ago, God spoke to me as I sat in Downshire Road Gospel Hall at a conference, and the speaker spoke from these words: "Give an account of your stewardship." He said, not the stewardship of finance, not the stewardship of property. As a teenager, that didn't worry me anyway. But as a teenager, I sat under the sound of the ministry of God's word. And that brother, he said, I want to speak to you about the stewardship of life. He did not develop the parable as we have it, but I want to bring it before you very briefly in how it applies to my life and to yours. I should say that after that conference, I went to my bedroom and I said, Lord, I wasted 7 years of my life. I want you to have the rest. And 40 years ago, I left business to launch out into a life of ministry of faith and trust in the spread of the gospel, in the teaching of God's word. It's been a wonderful 40 years. Let us think of the rich man. Oh, it is brought so much before us in the Word of God. The riches of his grace, the riches of his glory. And in all of our lives, we have come to know something of that divine riches. But there is with that riches the thought of authority. The rich man in the parable, behind him was authority. It was invested in him. And of course the stewards, they are brought before us in the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians 4, the preachers, the teachers, are stewards of the mysteries of God. And there's a great call to faithfulness. The elders, Titus 1 and 7, are stewards of God. But the word goes beyond that to all of us as believers. 1 Peter 4 and 10, good stewards of the manifold, many-colored grace of God. The goods. We have been reminded of the goods which have been committed to us as stewards by the rich man. We think of the goods of the gospel message which has been committed to us. We thank God for that good news of the gospel that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And throughout the world it has been our privilege to preach the gospel and to see men and women brought to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Alas, in visiting Australia and New Zealand recently, there is a decline in the using of the goods of the gospel. Let us keep up the good old Northern Ireland spirit of getting out with the gospel. Then we have the goods as the teaching of the Word of God. We've been listening to it, and we know it. And to us has been committed the teaching of the New Testament principles of the Church of God and Jesus Christ. And 45 years ago, I came to know those principles, and I've never deviated from that day until now. Wonderful, wonderful principles revealed in the Word of God. Of necessity, there are laws of convenience, and it might be these practices that divide, and personalities. Oh, I have seen it. And coming back from Africa to it, it's difficult. But we have the goods, the gospel, the divine principles of the Word of God. This afternoon we were listening to some of the other goods. Love. That heavenly agape, that love of God which has been poured into our hearts. And here we have the goods entrusted to us. I wonder, dear brethren and sisters, are the goods being wasted? The steward was called to give an account because he was wasting his master's goods. Am I speaking to teenagers who, like myself, are wasting their lives? You've only one life, 'twill soon be past. And it's only what's done for the Savior will last. Yesterday I spoke to a dear man. I felt he needed a touch of restoration. And I reminded him of the brevity of life, that we're here as believers on this planet Earth just for a short, limited time. And to us has been committed the goods, the Word of God, the words of the Lord Jesus would be a challenge to me, to you. Are you wasting the goods? Give an account of thy stewardship, accountability. There is one day we will all stand before the Bema of Christ, there to receive the summing up of our lives. Will we hang our heads in shame because we have wasted the goods? Oh, let us not be ashamed before him at his coming, but with all boldness in the day of judgment, stand and face him. But if you're wasting the goods, dear young believer and older one, at the bema of Christ, you're going to lose out when the rewards are given out. And so the burden of my message is this. To the mountain outside of Galilee came the 11 disciples. And the Lord Jesus, in his resurrection power and glory, said to those disciples, "All authority is given unto me." There he was in all his riches and glory, in his perfection through the resurrection and the finished work of Christ. The authority of his riches. Those stewards, the disciples before him, they had the responsibility of going forth into all the world to preach the gospel, to fulfill that divine command. The goods were being placed in their hands, the gospel, the teaching. The accountability may be inferred, the end of the age. The rich man and his authority of riches and glory. The steward with his responsibility to serve. The goods, the opportunity to dispense blessing in this world. And the accountability at the end of life, give an account of thy stewardship.